This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today, the aftermath of Super Bowl 59, the Kansas City Chiefs get absolutely annihilated by the brand new world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Jets moving on from Aaron Rodgers. We'll get back to your calls on both, including Jet players' reaction to the Rodgers news. But I don't want to be the boy who cried wolf. Like, I don't want to scream and yell and make a big deal out of something that isn't a big deal. So I'm not going to offer any opinion. I'm right. Just going to describe this and let all you react to it. So yesterday, I had the Fox Endless pregame show on while I was playing with my kids. We were doing some wrestling figures. Had some great matches going. We're having a good time. And I am not paying attention, but it's on. All of a sudden, I see an interview with Saquon Barkley being conducted by Michael Strahan on a boat. And I said to Jed, I said, hey, I actually got to listen to this. He's like, why? I said, I don't know. Something could happen that we talk about on the air. You never know. Strahan, Saquon, I don't know. He's like, okay. Then he starts asking me about Saquon. I explain it. He's dead to us, you know, New York, Philly. He's like, but Dad, we hate the Giants. I said, wait a second. We hate the Giants. I don't hate the Giants. Apparently he does.
Anyhow. Oh, that's just because of his friends.
Yeah, maybe? Friends are really.
His Giant friends?
Yeah, very obnoxious.
Friends that are Giant fans,
yes.
I should say.
Yeah, they're not giant in size.
Right.
So I'm watching the interview. It is what it is. And then at the very end, Saquon Barkley takes out an Eagles flag. And I thought, oh, this is going to be like WWE. Michael's going to break it over his knee, and he's going to throw it into the ocean. That's why they're on the boat. It makes sense.
That would have been epic.
That would have been awesome. And instead, when Saquon gives Michael Strahan the flag, he waves it. I want to play you the audio so you get full context, because I don't want to present anything out of context, which I did on social media. It was just a clip of the video. Here's the exchange, which includes Michael Strahan waving an Eagles flag.
But.
Oh, you're not going to make me do it. You're not going to make me do it. I might burn.
Giants fans got to close their eyes on this one.
For all you Giant fans out there, I've been around a lot of guys who have left the Giants and gone to other places that I did not like, and I never liked them. But he is such a special man. Come on, we're going to fly Eagles fly for Saquon Barkley, because I respect and love this man so much. Yo, got it up. See, we don't have a flag in New York. So,
dang.
There we go. I ain't going to hit you.
Take me up.
There we go.
If anybody needs some real estate in New York, I have to sell my house. It is available for anybody willing. But you know what? In all truth, I love Saquon Barkley. And the reason the way he left the Giants is not by Saquon Barkley's doing.
He waved the Eagles flag. He even said, fly, Eagles, fly. Tiki.
Yeah. I'm not going to be mad at him because that's my boy. I love
Would you do that? You work for CBS.
Of course I would.
If they had the Super Bowl and you went, would you do that?
Not a chance.
Okay.
Chance would I do that.
You would say no to the producers.
I would say respect, Eagles, but no chance.
You'd say I'd break the flag and throw it in the water.
I wouldn't be disrespectful because I actually like Jeffrey Lurie a lot. I think he's a great man and does a lot of great things. I like some people in that organization. There is no way I would do that. No way.
Are you okay?
But I'm not getting on Strahan for it.
Am I okay? No, I'm not okay. Look, I really...
Sean be the irrational fan.
And I'll be irrational for a second. I love Michael Strahan. All Giants fans do. Michael Strahan actually has gone above and beyond being a Giants homer on Fox for something that it's actually become comical and funny even during the dark. So we actually owe a lot of that back to him. Here's where Strahan misses the boat. I'm sure Saquon's a great kid. I'm sure you sit down and you feel the energy.
Pun intended?
Yes. Okay. You allude to all that. But when that comes in that spot, it's Super Bowl pregame. Strahan, I don't care how much you love the person that Saquon Barkley is. I don't care how much you're rooting for him. You brought up these other things. You are representing a beaten and battered fan base that doesn't need that becoming a meme thrown back in their face.
Right.
Whose side is he on? Of a beating the Giants fans need to take, that now you, one of your immortals, all that did that make Michael Strahan feel good? Maybe, but all it did was get Eagle fans and Giants haters alike to go, ha, ha, look, you got even got Strahan flying an Eagle flag now.
Right.
And how do we, as fans, have any way of defending that? It's just...
You can't. You got to accept it.
It's a moment of lapse in judgment for Michael Strahan where he thought he was doing the right thing by Saquon, where he doesn't realize he unintentionally spit on a fan base that adores him.
Mm. Well, I think he realizes he jokingly said he has to sell his house now.
Yes, but right. That was after taping it already. I'm sure right. If he really took the time to think about it before giving it, he would have been like, I can't do that.
He had to have known it was going to happen that way. He had to have.
I think he probably just
should have swerved and had someone make him a Saquon flag.
Yeah.
With just Saquon's face on it and wave the Saquon flag.
Or the thing,
not the Eagle flag.
The thing was on a dock. As soon as you wave it, throw it in the ocean.
That's what I was hoping for. Tommy, are you okay with this? Are you man too?
If they want to unretire his number and kick him out of the Ring of Honor, I wouldn't be against that.
You
seriously.
Object?
I mean, come on, bro. Like, you can't be doing that. I don't want to hear from anybody from now till the end of time that Jalen Brunson or Carl Anthony Towns wears a freaking Eagle jersey anywhere in public when a Giant legend off of this type of year waves the Eagles flag where the owner, who I know he respects, is a freaking...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joke on the internet and a running meme, and Michael Strahan wants to add to it for what? For clicks? For ratings? Mm. That's where we're at? You care more about that than the team that you are one of the top players of all time for to wave that flag? You like Saquon? I like Saquon. We all like Saquon. Seems like a really cool dude. You didn't wave a Saquon flag. You waved an Eagles flag. It's treason.
Do you know the term WWJD? Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
What would?
Yes.
You know about that?
Yes.
I use it a little differently. It's not actually Jesus sometimes for me.
Uh-huh.
It's Jeter. What would Jeter do? And
would he wave a Red Sox flag?
Well, I'll give you an example. I would argue, and I think you'd agree, Sean, you certainly have the wherewithal to answer this fairly, that Juan Soto did more for the Yankees than Saquon Barkley ever did for the New York Giants.
Well, that's undeniable.
That's undeniable. Mm. So if the Mets are in the World Series against the, you know, Texas Rangers, and Fox has the World Series, is Derek Jeter, who, you know, he loved Juan Soto. They had a great year together. He's the reason they got to their first World Series since Jeter wasn't retired, since Jeter was gone. If Derek Jeter started waving a Met flag, because no, I don't like the Mets. Right. I like Juan Soto.
Well, yeah, but it's
come on.
But that's a different. Yeah. That's a different.
He's also picking the wrong guy.
Well, I think you're picking the wrong team.
Okay, give me a better example.
A-Rod with the Yankees.
Yeah, but you guys don't even love A-Rod.
No, but here's why I say
well,
this.
You do. We, have
we just had a season. You forget Jeter took like three shots at the Yankees this season on Fox, including picking the Orioles.
But he wouldn't do that. But he wouldn't do that. Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah, but he was picking the Orioles because he thought that they were the better team.
Maybe.
That's all that was. He was doing his job as an analyst. And
yeah.
You forgive a guy for that.
Of course. He's giving his opinion.
Because he can't be a homer. You can't be a homer when it comes to actual analysis.
I'm just saying a homer when it comes to they would never think. Like, A-Rod is so far indebted to, like, the Yankees mistreat him, like being Mr. Yankee, he would never. I don't know that Jeter would.
Oh, Jeter would never. You think Derek Jeter would ever put a Met or a Red Sox hat on?
But I don't think it's the Met. The Met's the wrong one.
Okay, Red Sox.
But the Red Sox, that's the one.
I only brought up the Mets because Soto left as a free agent.
Yeah, because
it
feels
like
there's a
rivalry. And I took that dig at Saquon Barkley because Soto's done more.
Yeah, they're a Subway Series rivalry, really.
Right.
That's really what it is.
But he wouldn't even do that, is my point.
Oh, I know he wouldn't.
It would never happen. Yeah. And Michael Strahan is he's a Hall of Famer. He's a career Giant. He spanned multiple kind of eras with you in 2000, yeah, with the championship in 07, into the mid-90s. Like, he's not quite Mr. Giant because there's so many great Giant legends, but he's up there.
Right. He's the most visual one.
Yes, he's on TV all the time.
Of course. You know, it's funny.
You can't do that, bro.
So last night, I hosted this event at MetLife with Verizon. They had these big Super Bowl parties in every home stadium, every NFL city, they had a big party. And it was the Jets and Giants at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. The Jets were in the coaches club, and the Giants was on the concourse level. So, there's a ton of people there. And interesting, there's a lot of Eagle fans that were there.
Ugh.
And, you know, someone would come up to me and would say, hey, Dick, how you want to take a picture with me? Every single one of them, I covered the Eagle. So if they had a hat on,
nice,
I covered the eagle on the hat. If
nice.
They had a shirt on, I covered the eagle on their chest. The last thing you're doing as a Giant on Super Bowl Sunday is saying, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I think it was awful. So I'm glad you guys said it because I wanted to hear the Giant fans' opinion before I joined
it's just
you.
Another example of the Giants being the Jets. They're the Jets now, where they are tone deaf, they are a joke, and they are a franchise with no direction. The fact that Michael Strahan was waving that flag yesterday, like, are you, like, not aware of what's going on?
I wonder whose idea it was. Like, it was somebody's idea.
Probably a producer.
I don't think it was Saquon's idea. But whose idea was that?
No, I don't know. It would almost be, see, the Jets would never do that. Could you imagine Darrelle Revis ever putting a Patriot? Oh, wait a second.
Mm.
Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget that.
That was money, though. That was the money.
That still kills me. 888-808-1019. Nick is in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Hey, Evan, I want to thank you so much. You paid for my Valentine's Day dinner with you rooting for the Chiefs, because whoever you root for usually loses. So that's why Eagles money line.
You're welcome. I'm glad it worked out for somebody.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I normally like your picks, but when you actually are emotionally invested, I know they're going to lose.
You're
so
spot on. No, that's great. You're right about that analysis.
Right.
Like, when I can get my emotion out, I'm decent at it. But once my emotion gets involved, yep, you know, it's a disaster.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Giants, Sean Morash, none of these people were the biggest losers yesterday. The biggest loser yesterday was Hassan Reddick, let's be honest.
Wow, good call.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he was a loser. So was the team that acquired him and gave up something to get him, to get 2.5 sacks or whatever it was.
We talked about this before the show, but think about the swap that happened.
Mm.
The Jets get Hassan Reddick. It wasn't a trade, but and the Eagles get Bryce Huff.
Yes, and Bryce Huff was inactive for last night's game.
Him 57, what was it, 53 something million dollars?
They paid him more than Saquon.
They paid him more than Saquon Barkley.
And 36 guaranteed.
What, he was inactive for the Super Bowl.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.